Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for life with all its joys and blessings. We thank you for showering on us your blessings every day. Even when we are not aware of it, you are always there helping us and supporting us. We thank you for your blessing in the midst of darkness and the light of hope that you kindle in us. We look up to you for our needs at this time, Lord. You are the source of all good things, and you are the one who desire good for us. We seek your presence and lift up our burdens and concerns to you. We pray for all those who need your protection and guidance. We pray for your healing for those who need healing. Thank you for the good news that you gave us through Martha. We continue to pray for her healing as she goes back for the PET scan this week. We also pray for a good report from that as well. We pray for Jack as he's continuing with his dialysis. Bless them. Jack and Linda as a family, we continue to pray for JC's family for their peace and recovery from their grief at this time. We also pray for the Smith family who is also grieving. We pray for your comfort and peace to rule their hearts and minds during this time. We pray for all of those who are weak in their bodies, especially during this old age, and also from sicknesses. We pray for your healing hands to touch them, Lord, and help them to be strong, not only physically, but also mentally and spiritually. We pray for our government and our president and all the governors of states and people who are in power to make decisions about reopening the economy as well as maintaining law and order in this country. Lord, as we go through transition times and difficulties as we see around us, a lot of people are unhappy and things are not going the way we would like it to be. But we know that you are in control and you bless our leaders with the wisdom to make the right decisions to make things happen in the right way. We pray for all those who are affected by this pandemic as well as the social unrest that is happening in this country now. We pray for peace and calm during this time, that we can as a church show your love and care and compassion and stand up for justice during this time of unrest. We pray that you'll bring peace to this world as well, Lord, that you'll bring an end to this pandemic and bring our economy back. People who have lost their jobs will regain their jobs, and also who are being affected physically by this disease. We pray that you'll restore them in their health. Be with us as we continue to worship together, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit guide us as we celebrate the power of the Pentecost. Help us, Lord, to be powerful witnesses for you and to be faithful stewards where you have placed us to be, in our families, in our society, wherever we are. Bless us with your presence today and fill us with your word and your presence. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As Lisa and Dean will be leading with the song Spirit of the Living God, we'll take the offertory, and Gail will be posting the address where you can mail the check or the offering to our church. As I mentioned earlier, we have a 25% we are behind in our collections for our need at this time. So please prayerfully consider increasing our donations about 20% if you could, so that we can continue with our ministry of the church and not impacted by financially. So let us take this time to give the offerings and our donations to the cause of the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Lord, we know that it is from your hand that we have received all we have and all we are. Through Jesus Christ, you have given us the gift of salvation in spite of our sinful nature. Thank you for giving us in many different ways miraculously to provide for our needs. We thank you for all those who have given at this time joyfully, and also we pray for those who cannot give today during this time of offering. We ask you to accept this offering of your people and pray for those who could not give today and remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of your Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The scripture reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Jean will be leading with that now. If you can please, hold on 1 second. If you can please stand up wherever you are, as it's our tradition, when we read the scripture, we all stand in honor of the scripture. If you can, if you're able to, please stand.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to be life and spirit in us and through us. Bless us, Lord, as we come before your word, that we can understand the power of your word and also experience the power in our lives, so we can be powerful witnesses in this world to show your care and love to this world. As we come to your word, give us a humble spirit and an obedient spirit as well to obey your word and your commandments. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday, as I reminded you earlier. We are celebrating the coming of the Pentecost, and the power of the Holy Spirit came and descended on the people who were gathered right after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. And that officially we consider as the start of the church, beginning of the church. It is the coming of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that changed the lives of people and also the whole history after that. And we remember that during this Sunday to celebrate that power of the Holy Spirit. Many times we read and we say the Apostles' Creed where we believe in the Father, believe in the Son, and believe in the Holy Spirit, and that's pretty much where we mention about the Holy Spirit pretty much as churches. Many of the churches we celebrate Easter, we celebrate Christmas, but we don't celebrate the power of the Pentecost as much as we do all the other celebrations. A Sunday school teacher had taught her class to recite the Apostles' Creed, and she gave each child one phrase to learn. At the Sunday school class presentation, the class was asked to give their recitation that they learned. So they began beautifully. The first one said, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." And the second one picked it up and said, "I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, Savior, our Lord." And then when it came to the third one, everything was perfect until that. And then there was a silence. And then a little girl spoke up and said, "Uh-oh, Johnny, who believes in the Holy Spirit, is absent today." That's pretty much we know about Holy Spirit in that prayer. We do not really consider how much the power of the Holy Spirit that God has given us in our lives to be powerful witnesses for Him in this world. And if the passage we read, if we continue with that, we will read that the power of the Holy Spirit came to these people in threefold that we see there. One, there was a big wind, a powerful wind, and there was a fire that came and sat on everyone like cloven tongues. That's what we read there. And then the third thing that happened there powerfully was that people were talking in different languages, speaking different languages. Even though they were speaking in different languages, they were able to understand each other. That was the great mystery of the Pentecost that started on that day. The book of Acts of the Apostles is more about the Acts of the Holy Spirit than the Acts of the Apostles. It is at the book of the Acts of the Apostles, but it is more about the Acts of the Holy Spirit. So I'm many times refer that book as the Acts of the Holy Spirit rather than Acts of the Apostles. Most of the Pentecostal references in our society immediately brings us to a particular denomination or a style of worship. Many times we get confused with that kind of concepts in our minds when we talk about Pentecost. The average Christian is much like the Ephesians. In Acts 19, we read an interesting story about Paul talking to the people of Ephesus about Holy Spirit. And he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?" And they replied, "What is that?" They didn't even know that there was a Holy Spirit. So we are to know the Holy Spirit because He is the counselor and the comforter that God has given us to experience in our daily lives in this world. He is in us, He is among us, He is within us, He is without. He is everywhere guiding His people with the power of the Spirit of God. An average non-Pentecostal church or people usually get stuck between somewhere between Easter and Pentecost. They have been to Calvary for pardon and they have been celebrating the birth of the Christ, but they have not been to Pentecost for the power of the Holy Spirit. When we celebrate Christmas, Bethlehem means God with us. And when we celebrate the death of Christ and the resurrection, Calvary, remembering all of the sufferings of Christ and the resurrection, it is about God for us. But when we celebrate Pentecost, we are celebrating God in us. So God with us, and God for us, and God within us. That is the Pentecost experience that we are celebrating today. Pentecost is not a New Testament thing that Jesus Christ instituted. Actually, it is a festival that the Old Testament people celebrated in the Old Testament times. They have the Feast of the Passover, they have the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of the First Fruits. And this was one of the minor feasts that they celebrated, Feast of the Pentecost, the power of God in their life. So this is, the name came from the Old Testament, even though the actual start of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit happened that particular day of the Pentecost. That's the only significance that term is attached to that day. The coming of Jesus was fulfillment of God's promise foretold by the prophets. The coming of the Holy Spirit was also the fulfillment of the promise foretold by the prophets as well. Well, Pentecost event is the fulfillment of basically two promises. One that we read in the Old Testament, we read in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, we read, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And Peter mentions about this in his message on that day, on Acts chapter 2, if we continue to read that, Peter gives a big sermon that day, and he mentions about this prophecy in the book of Joel, about confirming the speech, about the confirmation of that prophecy happening. The second fulfillment is the New Testament promise, where Jesus said before he ascended to heaven, before he was taken up, he said he will send another counselor, the Spirit of Truth. We read that in the Gospel according to John chapter 14 verse 16. I will ask the Father that he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. And we see that again in chapter 16 of John's Gospel, that he promises the coming of the Holy Spirit. So this is a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy as well as a New Testament promise that Jesus offered. So these are the fulfillment, this is the fulfillment of both of these prophecies and promise from Old Testament and New Testament that happened on that day, on the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came. And we see that there's a big wind. There was a big wind in that meeting. The author of the book of Acts is Luke, as many of you know. He wrote two books, the book, the Gospel according to Luke, and the Acts of the Apostles. Both were written by Luke. And he mentions three distinct experiences, as I mentioned, the wind, the fire, and speaking in multiple languages. It is talking about the powerful forces of elements that we see in this world. Wind is powerful. Wind can be used to create energy. And when wind is out of control, it can actually make damages. Wind can be used. It is a so powerful force that can be used to make creative things like power, and can be used for good things as well. And the same thing with fire. We were talking about that in our Sunday school today. The fire is very powerful. It can be used to purify, and also it can also consume and destroy. Both of these things came and happened during that time when they were waiting in that room after the ascension of Jesus Christ. In Ezekiel's prophecy in chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel, we read about the story of the prophet's vision of a valley of dry bones. When there was a big wind that came and struck the dry bones that he was seeing The lifeless dry bones became living beings. That's what he saw in his vision there. When the breath of God came to those dry bones that were in the valley, they came to life and stood up on their feet. It was a vision that he saw about the power of the Spirit coming to the dry bones, the dry souls. The Pentecost wind reminds us or represents the power of God that will bring to the dry bones of our faith and make them lively and powerful. Wind is powerful. It can change the appearance and lives of people and communities. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he said, "Verily, truly I tell you that unless you are born of the water and the Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of God." Then he continued to tell him, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The wind can take different forms. Sometimes the Spirit comes in as a gentle breeze, and it can calm our souls and our minds during tumultuous and difficult times in situations that we face in our lives. And also it can come as powerful and unpredictable. When there needs to be change, God's Spirit will come and powerfully hit us and change the situations around us. That's what Jesus said. Wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. On the day of the Pentecost, they were amazed and they were perplexed. And some of them were saying that, "What does this mean?" And many of them mocked at them and said, "They are drunk. They have too much wine to drink." So the power of the Holy Spirit is so visible that people will take notice of the people who have the power of the Holy Spirit. And the second thing that happened was the fire. The Holy Spirit descended upon them and sat on the people there as cloven tongues of fire. In the Bible, fire has been referred to have two big functions, as I mentioned earlier, to refine and purify, and also God's fire had consumed and destroyed many times in the Old Testament if we read it. God called Moses in a burning bush, in a fire that he saw in a bush. But the interesting thing that he noticed was that fire did not burn up the bush. It was a sign to Moses that he will go through some fire, but those fires will not destroy his mission or his life in this world, because God is going to use those fires to refine him or make him better to do his work for him. He will be perfected by the purification of the fire. And also we know that the fire that followed the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness, traveling through the desert journey, a pillar of fire stayed with the Israelites during their journey, and that was their light at night and their protection during the day. Sometimes we all have to go through these fires, like the heroes of faith, like Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who were put in the furnace for their faith. When we go through this fire, we always have the presence of the Spirit of God with us, not to protect sometimes from fire, but to protect us in the fire. Many times we pray for protection from the fire. We don't like fires. We pray that we don't want to be in the fire. But sometimes fires are inevitable. But the promise of God is that not only he will protect us from the fire in certain times, but also if you are in the fire, he will be there in the fire with you to protect you in the fire. So that is the power that the Holy Spirit that gave them that day. And also it can be a consuming fire, to consume and burn out the sins in our lives. The Israelites saw the glory of God in Mount Sinai. We read that in Exodus. That fire consumed the sin and destroys the evil and unrighteousness. For our God is a consuming fire as it reached there in Exodus. We read about the parable of the good seeds and the bad seeds, where Jesus was talking about a farmer who had good seeds growing in his garden. And there was also the bad weeds that started growing up among the good seeds. Then the servants came and told him that we are going to take away the bad weeds from the good seeds. And Jesus said, no, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the good weeds or the wheat among them. So let both of them grow together. And first collect the weeds during the harvest time. We can collect the good the weeds first and tie them and bundle them and burn. And then you can gather the good wheat. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in fire, so it will be at the end of the age. Jesus is talking about the evil forces that will be destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit, the fire that will consume the evil around us. On the day of the Pentecost, that is what happened. The wind and the fire, the powerful forces came and showed them that these are the forces that give you the power to refine or to destroy, to be creative or to be destructive. And God used these powerful witnesses, the apostles and the people who followed this Holy Spirit, to be His faithful witnesses, to be constructive and creative in this world, that they changed the world upside down. Then we see also the third thing that happened there was the multiple languages. The languages that people started speaking. Even though they were speaking many different languages, we read that they were all in one accord. And they were able to understand each other, even though they were talking different languages. The oneness of the faith community among the diverse culture, language and background is the key factor that we notice here. Even though they were from various different countries, talking various different languages, looked various different styles of dressing and all the different things that they were all united by this one spirit and understanding each other and living together as one people of God. We read that they were like Parthians and Medes and Elamites and people from Judea and Pontus and Asia and Phrygia. There's a lot of countries and areas listed there, people who gathered there that day. There were Egyptians and Libyans. But they were all talking different languages, but they were all in one accord, in one spirit, understanding each other. That is the power of the Pentecost, to be in one accord, even though we are different in various different ways. God sent His Spirit to break the barrier of the diversity through the gift of the Spirit. At the Pentecost, the Spirit of God showed that we are one people in Christ because we have one Father and we have one Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. If we are one Father, then we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We have one Holy Spirit. We are all going to be partakers of one kingdom, the heavenly kingdom of God. Though we may not understand our native languages and many others, we all speak different languages, we all understand one language, the language of love that Jesus has taught us through His life. The language of love can be understood by everyone, literate or illiterate, young infant or to the oldest. That is where there is no language, there is no language problem that we will see in heaven. We will all speak the same language, the language of love. The different languages happened, if we look at the history, the different languages happened in the Old Testament during the Tower of Babel. We read that God disturbed them with various different languages and they could not understand each other when they were building the Tower of Babel. But unlike that happened during that time, here God used those different languages to unify them together. They were able to understand each other, unlike the Tower of Babel. Pentecost reminds us that God nudges us to look beyond our color, our appearance, race or language so that we can grow into deeper and wider experience of a loving and caring community of faith. Pentecost tells us that we don't have to fear diversity, rather we can embrace it as a blessing from the Creator. As children of God, and especially part of the United Methodist Church, we are the agents of open hearts, open minds, and open doors. Nothing can stop a people whose faith is in God and who abide in one accord by the Holy Spirit to create abilities that we have never dreamed of. The people who gathered there preached the gospel to the ends of the world. We read in Hebrews that many of them were tortured and some faced flogging and chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning and some were even sawed and cut in two. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. They took the ultimate risk of giving their lives for the cause of the gospel because of the power of the Pentecost. All the apostles became martyrs for that particular cause. That is the power that unifies us together in this world now, when we are to be united together and show the power that God has given through the Holy Spirit on that day to continue that ministry that the apostles have started, to stand up for justice and to show the love of Jesus Christ to this world during this time of need that we see around us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we continue with our lives to be witnesses for you, for Him, for the cause of the gospel, and to show the love and care and compassion of Jesus Christ to this world in the days to come. May God bless you all. Thank you. The closing hymn is "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Kevin and Gail will be leading that. Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for giving us this beautiful service today to come together and worship you in truth and in spirit. Thank you for the sermon that you gave us today, Lord, the message of the Holy Spirit coming to the disciples who are gathered there. Help us, Lord, to remember that you have called us to be one in Christ, to be unified together, to become powerful witnesses for you, wherever you have placed us, Lord. Pentecost reminds us that you give us the opportunity to look beyond our differences, but to unify together in your spirit so that we can make changes in the society that we live in. As children of God and children of your church, Lord, we pray that you will give us the caring and compassionate spirit to be open-minded and also to be respectful to each other so that we can do great things in your name. Bless us, Lord, as we go in our lives. We pray that you will heal us, Lord, from this pandemic that we are facing and bring an end to this problem. And also we pray for peace and calm in this country as there is a lot of unrest that is happening around us. Bless us, Lord, to be your agents of peace and love to this world. As we go out, help us to be faithful in our lives, to be powerful witnesses for you. Until we see each other again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the benediction. May the people of God know that the power of the Holy Spirit came so that we can do extraordinary things if we stay in unity together, in one accord, in one spirit, proclaiming the message of the love of Jesus Christ to this world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.